are listening to The Kevin Smith Show.
Comments and views expressed on The Kevin Smith Show are those of the people that make them and do not necessarily reflect the views of Kevin Smith, The Kevin Smith Show, or its affiliates or sponsors.
Hi, folks, and welcome to the Kevin Smith Show. Whoever you are, wherever you are, all around this gorgeous place we call planet Earth, thanks for being here at the Kevin Smith Show. I'm delighted to be here, and I hope you are as well. I think you will be. Those of you joining us for the very first time tonight, welcome aboard. We're glad to have you. And you need to know that this is Friday, and you knew that. But that means that tonight, after the show, we start sending out our free weekly newsletter. It's called the K-Files E-Zine. And if you want to subscribe to it, it's absolutely free. There's no strings attached. You're not going to be spammed as a result of subscribing, because we don't share rent, lease, loan, or in any other way provide our email list to anybody. All right, so, and it's, you can unsubscribe anytime you want to. But if you want to get in on this next edition, you need to subscribe. So you go over to my website, kevinsmithshow.com, and click on the link that says K-Files E-Zine. There's two of those on the page, and I think both of them have red letters. I know one of them does. Just click on that and subscribe. I had a couple of emails where people wanted me to expound a little and expand a little on what I said last night in the opening of the show about NASA finding these methane plumes on Mars. So I'll do it in a nutshell. Here it is. The European Space Agency detected the presence of methane in the Martian atmosphere in 2003. And they also detected the presence of ammonia. Both methane and ammonia can come from, and usually do, come from biological metabolic processes. But some of the scientists, probably some at NASA, said, well, yeah, but methane could have been deposited in the atmosphere of Mars by meteors. And so they weren't ready yet to say, okay, that's a sign that there's life on Mars. Well, now, here we are 5 years later, NASA has released information that they have detected plumes of methane coming from the surface of Mars. So it wasn't meteors. So now it's down to, is it geological or biological in origin? And so they're sort of digging around with that. And what I said about ammonia was, well, ammonia can only last for 6 hours in the Martian atmosphere. At least that's the information that was released at the time, back in 2003. So ammonia, if it's in the atmosphere, and it is a it comes from metabolic processes of living things. So if it's in the atmosphere, it is not any older than 6 hours old. And what I said was, and the point of what I said was, then you ought to be looking for the sources of the ammonia, because when you find a source for the ammonia, you're within 6 hours of something. You're within 6 hours of an event. Well, with the methane, You don't know when was that created, but with the ammonia, you're within 6 hours. You get closer quicker, chasing the ammonia. All right, my guest this evening will be Robert Roy, and he will join us online here after this break. Don't go away. And welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. My guest this evening is Robert Roy. For the past 30 years, Mr. Roy has been representing a product of Native American origin called Two Feathers Healing Compound. Until fairly recently, he was able to advertise this product, but now that freedom to advertise is gone. He can't advertise it. Until fairly recently, he was free to publish testimonials from satisfied customers. He could put them up on his website. And now that freedom is gone. Mr. Roy was my guest a couple of years ago. We're glad to have him back with us. Robert Roy, welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show.
Thank you. It's very, very nice to be here with you.
Let's just start off with what is the Two Feathers Healing Compound. Describe for us what that is.
Well, it's a Native American formula that belongs to a particular family that, of course, belongs to a particular tribe. But the formula itself was given to one of their ancestors personally and directly. Not much is known how it came to that individual, but... it is something that since it was passed, and there is a memory of that, of it being passed over 100 years from one person to another at each generation. And you can imagine over 30 years, I've had countless experiences with it in the healing fields, but I've also met very, very interesting individuals. I had once... I worked with an individual from Scandinavia, a lady who was suffering from an unusual problem. It seemed like she was suffering from chronic fatigue, but when she took the compound, she had a lot of these worm-like creatures come out through her skin. And I say creatures because they were still in a live state. And... it's now known, they've given it a name, it's called Morgellons disease, and these types of worms are very, very thin, and they look like filaments, really, and yet they stay alive for a few moments after they come out of the body and then die. And but anyway, she had suffered with this for quite a long time, and when she took the formula, she would go into a trance, and this kept happening, and not with every dose, but it would happen on, odd days and such. And it seemed that every time she took it, she went deeper and deeper. And at one point, she said she had a very, very clear experience of seeing the person who received it sitting in this structure. And she described the structure to me. She described the setting inside the structure. And, of course, I was taking notes, and she could see the person actually in a deep state of meditation in that structure receiving the directions on how to make this compound. Well, when I explained it to the person that I work with, who had worked with, he's passed away now, and I'm working with the son and grandson, when I explained it to him, when I described the structure, his eyes became very, very wide. And he was the type of person that he never spoke much. But I could, somehow get a yes or a no or a feeling that I had touched him in some way just by his expressions. And his eyes widened to a point where I knew that he recognized not only the structure, but the layout and such that I described to him. And she thought at some time in a distant past, she thought it seemed like, or felt like to her, that it was at least a few hundred years ago. And so, and again, I've had so many of these experiences, especially with people with intuition, with who are able to almost communicate with the intelligence or the, not of the formula, but the intelligence behind it, the intelligence that created it. And again, this was, from what they all described to me, this basically the intelligence behind it was one of simplicity, of just basic healing. And so I, again, always an amazing journey with this formula. But
okay, well, how did you even come to know about it?
Pardon?
How did you even come to know about it, about its existence?
Well, again, destiny. You know, I met the individual the first individual that I worked with, who has now passed away. I met him in Europe at a fair, a health fair, and I was basically had just returned with from India with a friend of mine, and we, you know, and I had been studying health for at least oh my goodness, almost 7 to 10 years at that time, and not seriously, just picking up bits and pieces everywhere. Of course, while I continued my journey of survival, and but when we met this individual, I had come back from India with, and I had severe parasitical infestation. My body weight, which was normally 135, 140, I was down to under 100 pounds. And the person I was traveling with had developed skin cancer. And so I knew basically that I had to alkalinize this person. And so I was working with him, trying to alkalinize his body to help him with his cancer. But it seemed to be growing quite rapidly. It seemed that he had been on a diet of fruits and walking around in the open sun during the day and such there. And fruits, again, you know, will make the body, just, if you just solely depend on fruits, will make the body too acidic. And again, that, you know, acidity comes out with perspiration, and then you've got the ultraviolet light of the sun on the skin, and the mixture of the two will create these skin cancers. And so, so we attended this health fair, and then we met this very interesting Native American gentleman from the United States. And of course, we were still a little bit jet lagged, but we talked with this individual. And after talking with us for a little while, again, wasn't much on conversation, more listened. But after our encounter, he gave us these jars, these little white jars, as, you know, with this paste in it, and told us the application of use for me to take it internally, orally, over a certain period of time, how many times a day to take it, and for my friend also told him to take it internally, and also after a certain amount of time to apply it topically on the skin cancer. Well, here we were left like Jack and the Beanstalk with these little jars in our hands, and as he disappeared back into the crowd, and we never saw him again. So I started working with the compound with, internally, and so did my friend, and after about a week, he started applying it topically. Well, when you apply it, by the time you apply it topically, the skin cancer just literally within 24 hours just fell off his skin. And I thought, well, that's amazing, because, again, you know, I, in my travels, and I've seen a lot of formulas, a lot of these type of topical formulas, internal formulas, but I'd never seen a reaction like that. And then, and by that time, too, I was already releasing these parasites, some of them still in a live state, you know, as I was doing my daily bowel movements. And by the time we went through our healing period, you know, there was no labels on the jar. He had just brought them, it seemed, as a, I guess he was had brought them maybe to touch someone or reach out to someone. I'm not sure. But So here we were. All these parasites come out of me. I'm gaining weight. My friend is, his cancer is gone. And we've lost this individual. Well, as it is 3 years later, I come to the United States, and I'm attending a health fair here in Nevada, and I meet this man again. And I thought, what are the chances of that? I mean, there's hundreds of millions of people here in this country. I come to this one city, and I meet him again. Well, it wasn't a surprise to him. He just put his hand on my shoulder, and he said, I knew when I saw you, he said, that you were to represent this formula. And that was it. For him, that was enough. He knew it intuitively, and he just lived it. And so that started my journey as far as it seemed like I had reached a point in my life where everything was about to change, and it was another step on my journey of evolving on this planet.
And that was 30 years ago?
Yes, almost 30 years ago. Well, actually, a little over 30 years ago when we first met. It was back, about 33 years ago. Yes, 32, yes. My goodness, how time passes.
All right, now, until fairly recently, you've been free to advertise this product,
yes.
And now you're not. What's up with that? What's the deal?
Well, you know, we live in a universe of, as the Orientals call it, yin and yang, light and dark, good and evil, and this battle between good and evil has been going on, you know, according to our old texts, you know, almost since the beginning of time. So I'm not surprised, but it's gaining, I guess, because we're the last. I say last because I believe in a great change coming. But I believe this in this last great society, because I believe that everything will change. We're going to go from, it's going to be a change oh my goodness, what's the word I'm looking for? Spiritual proportions, I guess. Barbara Han Clow, I think, said it best. She said, you know, with 2012 approaching, she said, we're going to be facing a part of the universe that we have not seen in 14,000 years. She said, we'll be under the radiation and the energy of a new sun, a spiritual sun. And she said, as we go through that curtain in 2012, she said, if we will actually... there will be this great light. We will be almost in perpetual light for quite a period of time until everything stabilizes. And she said, the time where the meek shall inherit the earth will have arrived, where darkness will fade and light will be in abundance. So I can feel the tension in myself, in my humble evolution that I've been through. I can feel the tension. I can feel these agencies, these power structures. They're like the dinosaurs of old. You know, they're reacting to something. They know their time is coming, and they're lashing out. Just this week, I had a friend and business friend who runs a wonderful business. He's making health products for most of his life. His name is Stephen Hewer, and runs Cocoon Nutrition. Well, the FDA arrested him again. This is the second time that they've attacked him, ransacked his warehouse, his offices, carted him off to jail. He's the most beautiful soul. He's the most, he's such an intelligent individual as far as the natural sciences go. But this is exactly the type of person that's going to draw the ire of darkness, because, again, he's trying... in his own way, in his own humble way, trying to bring light into this nutritional darkness we have, this chaos. Which, by the way, my thought for the day, if you don't mind me injecting,
okay.
The average age of people here in America, the average age of an individual is, of the U.S., a general U.S. population is 75.5 years. Do you know that the average age of a medical doctor is 58 years? So if you want to live a long, happy life, don't go into the medical fields.
All right, now, let me, for the audience, let's clarify. When we say that you're not free to advertise, who told you that? Who said?
That's the FTC. That's the FTC. You see, the FDA found out a long time ago that they were kind of limited in what they could do themselves, and sometimes maybe even too busy. And so they brought in the FTC, where they figured out, well, you know, a lot of this stuff is getting, you know, out on the Internet, and, you know, we have to control this. We have to control the flow of information. We don't want people to all of a sudden become intelligent about health matters. We don't want information out like that, you know, that chemotherapy is a poison that's, you know, made from the extract of a mustard gas. We don't want people knowing about this. We just want them to come in. We want to stick that hose in their arm and, you know, just give them the poison. We don't want them to be afraid. And so we have to restrict this information. And so that's the reason they were brought in. Now, there's nothing wrong under the freedom of speech, you know, act that we have here in America. There's nothing wrong, morally wrong, with anyone putting up on their website, you know, a testimonial of someone who's been healed. There's nothing wrong with that. And yet, now, that right is being taken away from us. And now, what's the reason behind that? What's the reason?
So if I were to use Two Feathers formula and had some type of remarkable results, and I send you my story, that's not you saying it, it's me. Mm-hmm. And I'm saying I used it, and here's what it did for me. You cannot publish that on your website?
No, I will, and not without going to jail. That's what they promised me. They said, take it off or go to jail. And they gave me a time frame,
uh-huh.
You know. And so I called my lawyer, and she said, well, you know, she said, we can fight it. She said, it'll cost you about $150,000, but we can fight it. She said, you'll win. She said, but, she said, justice is not cheap in America.
Well, that's true.
It's not something that's available to everyone. You know, you have to have money.
Well, we now live in a society under the golden rule. He who has the gold makes the rules.
Exactly.
Yeah. So my testimonial, me exercising my freedom of speech.
That's right.
What if I put it on my website?
Well, I don't know. They may contact you and say that you cannot have it up there and would threaten you.
But if I send it to you,
it was jail and fines. They not only threatened me with jail, they threatened me with fines. And here's a new one they add, that you would have to refund every client you've ever had, you know, the purchase price of your formula. That's another one they've added. Just, you know, in other words, making the sledgehammer just a little bit bigger, you know.
How did you find out? Did you got a letter, or did they come see you?
I got an email, not signed, and I had to trace it back to see if it actually came from a government agency. It wasn't signed. There was no phone number or such, and my lawyer just happens to work with other lawyers who actually were in the FTC, and so she checked with them, and they checked that the point from where it was sent, and they said to her, yes, it is, you know, it is such and such. It does come from a government agency. It is the FTC, and, you know. And so it's traumatic, and it's insulting. You know, when you do just good in your life, and again, I've lived my whole life trying to do good.
Robert, we have to take a break, and we'll be back right after this. Folks, don't go away. There's more to this. If you're into Native American health food supplements, you may be found against the law somehow. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. I'm your host, Kevin Smith. My guest this evening is Robert Roy. And we are talking about his experience of, after 30 years of representing this Native American health food supplement, he's been told that he cannot advertise, and that if he does advertise, in fact, he can be jailed, he can be fined, and may have to refund the purchase price of all of his customers for those 30 years. Furthermore, he's been told that he has to take all the testimonials off of his website. Now, Robert, this actually happened. You actually got notified, I think, a couple of years ago, didn't you?
Actually, almost 3 years ago was the first time that I was notified was by the FDA. But more recently, this was the FTC. This was less than 2 months ago.
All right. The previous time, though, you said was the FDA.
Yes.
And I think that had just happened a few months before you were on the show with us, and now the FTC. All right. Yes. Now, I put a picture of the package on our internet TV screen, and folks can see that the name of the product is Two Feathers Healing Formula. Mm-hmm. Do you suspect if you took the word healing out of that, that it would solve whatever concerns they have?
Well, it probably would serve their ends, but it doesn't really help the populace much. You know, it doesn't help citizens much to, you know, if they're trying to understand what you're actually doing. If I'm speaking to someone on the phone, and they're going to, what is the next thing they're going to ask for? That I put a gadget on the phone that bleeps every time I say an important word or phrase? In other words, they're chipping away at health freedom. They're chipping away at health freedom. And it's not acceptable. It's in a free society, for what this country was envisioned to be, it's not acceptable. What kind of agency would want to destroy natural health? What kind of agency would want to close health food stores?
In a broader sense, what kind of agency would want to destroy a constitutional freedom of speech?
Exactly. And then where does it go from there? How much do we accept?
But here's the thing. It has been ruled and by the FDA, and then it has been upheld in several court cases that if you make medical claims for a product, that product has to be FDA licensed or approved, and it would have to go through rather rigorous medical research tests and so forth before it could be sold. That's why I ask, if you were to take the word healing out, it would, I think, and I'm not an attorney, but I think it might take it out from under their jurisdiction.
I recently wrote a letter to President-elect Barack Obama, and, you know, I outlined, and which probably things that he knew, that, you know, the continuous assault on the health food industry. And I mentioned to him that, you know, we could probably, as an example, just as a test, we could take one state, like the state of Nevada, let's say, because I happen to be here, and we could try a test here where we would use only alternative therapies, like they were at the beginning of our, you know, when our country was founded. you know, we had these beautiful homeopathic colleges. We had these beautiful homeopathic schools. We had so much knowledge that's been lost because of, you know, the repressive techniques of the FDA and such. But let's take one state. Let's do something positive. Let's take one state, change the system completely, make it completely alternative, and then size it up against the rest of the nation. Because you got to remember, our country is number 54 on the on the list of healthy countries in the world. 54. We should be number one, but we're number 54.
What do you? Why is there this apparent animosity by the government or by these agencies against health food supplements? What's behind that?
Oh, I think it's a very complex, it would be a very complex answer to give, not one that I am have the ability to give. But I once talked to a seer here, a Christian seer, who was very adept at, you know, coming, let's say, bringing forth answers that were simple and understandable. And he looked at it, you know, this division that we have in America right now, you know, with this one side wanting to, you know, one side of the fence wanting to mediate, to talk, to settle things in an intelligent way, and the other side wanting to destroy, to kill, to maim, you know. And he brought it down to the Cain and Abel syndrome. He said, basically, there was like, it's like two genetic lines that are diverse. And he said, he also talked about this time we're coming into, this new age of this 2012 time period, where, again, we're already feeling the new sun. We're already feeling the radiation of this new sun. And it's agitating. It's agitating both sides. And I guess for whatever reasons that these people want to control, they want to maybe to make money, where they plan to spend it if everybody's going to die, I can't understand that. But I think it comes down, a lot of it, to control. There's always been people who wanted to control.
And, well, here's the thing.
This is the Cain syndrome where, you know.
Here's the thing, though, Robert. And I think you would agree with this. There are some products out there that claim to be health supplements that are bogus. There are. There are some shams out there.
And I wrote that in the letter to President-elect Barack Obama. I said, you know, we could test them all in one state. We could test them all. We could, you know. And the ones that would fall away, we would know if they don't work, they haven't stood up to the test, and but there are others that are phenomenal.
But follow me on this.
Almost to the point of being magical. I know it's not a scientific term, but to the point of, you know, I worked with a lady, 69 years old. Her husband had used the formula a number of years ago for prostate cancer. Healed himself completely. She developed a brain tumor. And because they're on another continent, I didn't get to hear about it right away. They didn't get in touch with me, and she went to the doctors, and they were going to operate, which, again, you know, no operations ever cured cancer. It's a mechanical approach to an organic problem. And so they said, well, you know, with your age and such, you know, we're not going to do this operation. It's best you just go home and we give you a couple of months. So finally, they got in touch with me and they said, you know, she said, it worked for my husband's prostate. What do you think the chances are? I said, well, you know, I don't get into the predictive aspect, but I can tell you how it's been used, which is all we do. We don't make claims. We just basically state how it's used based on, you know, the 30 years that I've worked with it. And so she started using it, and she kept sending me pictures of, as she went through this working with this formula. And I have these beautiful pictures, and I can send them to you. The tumor came out the side of her head. Came out completely. You see the tumor coming out. You see it falling off. I've got the bare spot where the hole in her head was. And it's gone. It's gone. And I said to myself, this is incredible. I mean, this is almost to the point of being magic, you know?
Well, almost every...
She's completely free with no operation, nothing. And she spent less than $1,000 on the compound.
Well, almost every week we hear stories where medical doctors have tried everything on some kind of problem. It didn't work. They try something unconventional, and voila, it works. Now, one of those stories is particularly interesting to me. There is this new, especially virulent strain of staph infection. It is resistant to all the antibiotics that we know about. You can't cure it with antibiotics. It's resistant to them. And what they discovered that works very well at killing off this staph infection is mud or clay.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So we're talking about wet dirt.
Yes.
Nothing especially medically magic in terms of medical science about this. It's just wet dirt, and some types of wet dirt are more effective than others, some types of clay more effective than others. But the application of clay has been especially effective, specifically against this strain of staph infection that is resistant to the antibiotics, of course, created in medical laboratories. Just wet dirt.
Well, you got to remember that the fountainhead of Garden of Life products is their multi-friendly bacteria, which cured Dr. Rubin, who was the founder of Garden of Life products. And basically what it is, it's also just dirt. It comes from, it's rich, rich soil.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the thing is, though, you know, under the way I see it, under the situation as you've described it, that you're having to operate under, it would seem to me that now that doctors have discovered wet dirt, they're going to own the rights to wet dirt. And so then some mom who says, well, let's put some wet dirt on that. Let's put some clay on that. Could actually get into trouble for practicing medicine without a license just because doctors have now discovered wet dirt.
You know, my mother would probably have been jailed, you know, 15 or 20 times because she brought 9 children into the world, and I saw her deliver my two sisters, my two younger sisters, at home alone. She delivered them at home. Now, what woman today, modern day woman, can do that? You know?
Well, some do.
But more than that, she took care of all of us.
All right, we have to take a break. We'll be back right after this, and we'll continue with Robert Roy. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. My guest is Robert Roy. And, Robert, when we cut away for break, you know, I had made the comment that now that doctors have discovered wet dirt, they've discovered clay, I truly, and I know it sounds facetious, but I truly am not being facetious in saying it would not surprise me for them to claim ownership of this idea and say that you have to be a medical doctor to decide that you're going to use this this wet clay. And, you know, you'll have to get a prescription for it. When I'm in Thailand, when I'm in Bulgaria, when I'm in Romania, if I'm in, let's see, where else, Serbia, Croatia, Bosnia, I can walk into a pharmacy and buy what I need, as long as it's not narcotic, I can buy it without a prescription. And their doctors are doing just fine over there. But the amazing thing, I have to take blood pressure medicine, and this blood pressure medicine, if it were not for this Walmart plan where you can get it for $4, would the one that I use now would be about $35. I used to take one that was about $80, but this one's about $35. Do you know that I can buy it in Thailand, I can buy it in Serbia, I can buy in any of those countries for $2.
Well, also, you could use L-carnitine, 1,000 milligrams three times a day. That would eat the plaque in your arteries and open up for your blood to move more freely, and you wouldn't have to take that medication.
I'm writing that down, L-carnitine.
And it's got to be natural L-carnitine because, of course, as you know, L-carnitine is an amino acid, and they do make synthetic aminos. So you have to make sure that it's a naturally derived amino acid, and usually 1,000 milligrams taken three times a day on an empty stomach. It has to be away from food. Will not only eat the plaque in your arteries, it will strengthen your heart, and will also release ATP from your cells, giving you more energy, which is great if you happen, take it just before you go out jogging or doing any exercise or such.
Well, my major exercise is walking into the studio.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I say my major form of exercise is to walk in here to the studio.
Oh, well, it'll also burn fat. It's one of those exceptional fat burners.
I want to go back to something you said earlier before we get to this top of the hour break, because after the top of the hour break, we're going to open the telephone lines and give our audience the opportunity to call you and ask you questions and make comments and so forth. But you said something about, you said that there is a great change coming. Why do you think so? What makes you think that's the case?
Well, I think a lot of the readings that I've done over the last few years, and of course with my own school here that I've been studying with for about 30 years, you were talking about doorways with your prior guest, mm-hmm. and I work also with a doorway. It is called the sun, and we use it in our practices where we not only look at the sun, we're solar mystics, but we see it also as a doorway into a higher realm of existence. And so not only with my intuition, but everything I've read, like the Mayan calendar, which, went back in time so far. When you think about it, why would a tribe a few thousand years ago living in the jungle create a calendar that went, according to the stars, went back in time over a billion years and yet ends in 2012, without any message at the end of that calendar as to why it would just end at 2012. And again, as I mentioned earlier, Barbara Hanclau, who is very insightful, Native American seer, and as you know, I'm Native American, so I look a lot to the writings of Native American seers. And in her writings of this change that's coming, which again, that's why, I sometimes get passionate about what I say, about what's going on in health and such, because of course it's my life. But at the same time, I don't really worry that much about it because I do know that a good time is coming. I am just a pebble in the stream, one of the many, many pebbles, that people walk on, as they move forward. We're all just pebbles. We fall into the stream and become a pebble, and the journey continues. So I'm not worried. I learned a long time ago that I wanted to leave this world, not like many of these power-hungry people who try to cling to power, you know, till the very last breath. I wanted to leave here with all the only thing that we can leave here with, and that's a blessing on my soul. And I figured if I just work every day in just helping individuals get through life, maybe enlightening them with, you know, maybe some of the knowledge that I've garnered, I'm fulfilled. So I'm passionate when I speak, but I'm not angry.
All right, Lynn, you said that you
anger, you know.
You said that you are Native American. What tribe or clan?
We're Mi'kmaq uh-huh. Indian.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is this formula from other Mi'kmaq Indians?
No, it is from Arapaho, an Arapaho family, you know, that, again, was from an Arapaho tribe.
Mm-hmm. Well, I, like so many, many, many people who are born in the South and Southwest and whose families have been here a while, am part Native American. I am aware of the fact that there are some special laws that pertain to Native Americans. For instance, the use of peyote.
Yes.
Now, it's illegal for anybody except certain Native Americans to use peyote, but those Native Americans can use it legally in their religious practices.
But it's different when you're trying to bring something from a Native American culture into American society. Then all these rules and regulations and laws. That's why the family that makes this, they didn't want to do it themselves. They didn't want to be involved. But yet they had this, you know, great feeling that this formula should just not lay wasting away, and they didn't want it to die away either, like a lot of formulas are doing on probably in some FDA shelves and laboratories, you know, where or even these big pharmaceutical companies that are now buying up health food companies and making them irrelevant. I've even heard of you know, pharmaceutical companies buying herb companies and then cutting the formulas so that they become completely useless, but still selling them so that people will buy them and use them and get no results and hopefully be dissuaded from ever using a natural therapy again. Now, that's insidious. You know, it's insidious.
Well, it is the American way. And look, you were talking about there are so many rules and regulations and laws and things that prohibit bringing natural, healthy things to us. That sort of flies in the face of the statement that we're the freest people that have ever lived, doesn't it?
You know, it's amazing that, you know, we're running around the world trying to impose democracy and freedom on countries where yet we have not even learned what the meaning of it is. What it truly means to be free, to be a free spirit, to be a free individual. We haven't learned it, and yet we're trying to impose it on other people who are quite happy with their own cultures. And so always amazing what, you know, I think Shakespeare said it best, you know, he said, all the world is a stage. We're just acting out fantasies. This is for the time that we're here. We're acting out fantasies that mean absolutely nothing as a whole, just means something to us as individuals.
I don't understand why if I suffer from some situation, some condition, and I decide on a unconventional type of therapy, and I've decided that's what I want to do, it's my life. I don't understand why I don't have the right to do that.
Yes. You know, I don't have health insurance. I've never had it. I don't want it. You know, it's not part of my culture, and I don't need it. And I wouldn't use pharmaceutical drugs. Not even an aspirin is allowed in this house. I wouldn't use it, so I don't have it. I buy a lot of supplements.
Robert, we have to take a break. We'll be back right after this, folks. Don't go away. We're going to open the telephone line for you. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. Now, for those of you who are just now joining us in this second hour, welcome aboard. We're glad to have you. Let me say that my guest is Robert Roy. We're talking about a formula that is a Native American health food supplement. It has many, many, many testimonials that unfortunately you cannot go online and see. I remember seeing them. I remember your website when it was up. The website is still up, but when the testimonials were there, these were letters that you had received from people really all over the world talking about how this supplement had helped them. But you are no longer allowed by the Federal Trade Commission to put those testimonials up there. This exercise of free speech, their testimonials, has been abrogated. And you can't even, while I disagree with that you can't advertise, I disagree with it, I could see a certain kind of logic from their point of view. But I don't know how they can get to this point where they say that free citizens in this country cannot publish their testimonials on your website. I don't understand that. Now, I know the Federal Trade Commission is quite powerful, and I know that it would be very expensive for you to fight this. But, you would think these guys would be, really embarrassed to just, have their faces hanging out in public after they've done something like this.
Well, it's kind of hard to place yourself in the mindset of another individual. Why doing something like this? Like the great question, why would you want to close health food stores? It's strange. Senator Ted Kennedy, who now has a brain tumor, he fought against the health food industry for years. He actually tried passing bills to actually close down all health food stores, in the country. Mm-hmm. But now here he is with a brain tumor. Now he has to deal, with, the devil he sold out to. And so that is called karma. That in life, we are always the result of our life. And we will leave this world in that same way. We go according to our karma. And I've read, when I used to read novels, I don't anymore because I don't have time, but stories about average people and their lives and how you could see karma intertwined, with every day, every action, every movement. It was always action, reaction. I had in my life, my own personal life, I had experiences that were so powerful that they literally changed my life. I could write a novel just on 1 year's experience. I don't know if you know this, but my daughter was back in 1980 was murdered.
And no, I did not know that.
I had to stand in front of that person, the person who murdered my daughter. I had to stand in front of that person by accident. It was an accidental meeting, and at first, I all I could think about for since the time that my daughter was murdered, many, many months later, and then accidentally meeting this person, all I could think about, you know, over and over again, you try to get rid of these thoughts, but I wanted to take that man's life. And when I met him, the first feeling I had was this anger coming up from the ground through me. And I looked at him, and the next feeling I had was like rain coming down over my body. It was as if I was standing in the rain, and it washed away all this anger. And I looked at him, and I was even surprised by my words, because it was like a feeling more than I wasn't even thinking about it. And I looked at him, and I said, "I forgive you for murdering my daughter." And this man, who I was standing by the door, the only door to the room where I had walked into, which is a fairly large room, and he was standing against the wall, and he started to run up and down the wall. I was amazed at what transpired. He covered his face with his arm, and he kept saying, "No, no, you don't mean that." And I said it again. And I said it three times. By the third time, that man ran along the wall like a rat. It's the only way I can describe it, like a rat trying to escape someone with a broom. He ran along the wall, and he slid out the door beside me so quickly, running down the hallway screaming. I never saw that man again. He died within a year of the most horrible cancer.
Wow.
Now, what happened? What transpired? I forgave him, but he couldn't forgive himself.
Yeah.
Karma, karma, karma. It we live in the world of karma. Our souls are here to learn things. And if we don't learn, our whole life is useless. So, again, going back to the question of these individuals who make these kinds of decisions, that not only are they affecting themselves, they're affecting the lives of thousands, maybe millions of people. That they're going to have to carry on their soul.
Yeah.
When they leave this planet.
Wow.
Now, I don't have to.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you think that a lot of this, the assault against, or apparent assault, it looks like it, against health food supplements, do you think that it is money-oriented? And I know from the side of the pharmaceutical companies it would be, but what about from the side of government agencies? I mean, what have they got to gain by taking the side of the pharmaceutical companies?
Well, no reasoning person, you know, with common sense could give you an answer for that, because a reasoning person with common sense could never think that way.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the old businessman who converted all his assets into gold and had them at his deathbed and asked a rabbi who was known for magic to come in and talk with him, and asked that rabbi, he said, "Can you somehow do some magic where I can bring this gold with me?" And the magic was done, and this man died, and sure enough, he appears before St. Peter with two suitcases, and St. Peter looks at him and says, "Wow, someone with suitcases, I've never seen that before." He said, "Why don't you open that up and show us what you've got in there?" And the man opens up the suitcases, and St. Peter looks in, and he says, "You brought asphalt?" So, I mean, who knows what's in the mind of these individuals? You can't take it with you. You can only affect society either in a good way or a bad way. And it's really, as Shakespeare said, it's just an illusion. It's just a stage. This is not the real life. This is not the real, this is not reality. This is just a place, this is like a therapy room. This is what the earth is. It's a therapy room. We've come here for therapy.
All right, now let me ask you this.
Are doing well under the therapy and some are not.
Yeah. All right, let me ask you this now. We're talking about karma. Is that concept a part of Native American culture? I've always thought of karma as being an Asian concept, but I'm just curious now, is that also part of Native American culture?
Well, it was with individuals. I think when you've got something beautiful in a society, like you might say in Hindu society, where, you know, karma is taken very seriously, and where every action is very taken seriously, when something is throughout society like that, and maybe in another culture, it might be just certain individuals who have this gift, and what they try to do is they try to disseminate it throughout their tribe, their family, their, you know, society itself around them.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, in older cultures, where, you know, karma is taken very seriously, it would be nice if we all had the opportunity of going to those countries. I did, and maybe I was so very, very fortunate. I've been to India over 30 times. I was so fortunate to be able to see the effects of karma, to see these wonderful teachings in action, and see also a system of healing that goes back thousands of years versus modern healing, which is, what, 100 years old? You know, the chemical aspect of, modern healing. You know, there's no comparison. There's absolutely no comparison. The wisdom of thousands of years is much more powerful than the intellect of 100 years. And what drives the intellect? Pride, egoism, you know, these terrible aspects of a personality, of a person's consciousness.
But you would not say that if you had some serious injury and you needed some surgery, you would not say no to the medical assistance, would you?
Surgery is wonderful. We have some of the most wonderful surgeons in the world. They're able to put a finger back on a person's hand, sometimes able to repair an eye that has gone blind. Wonderful. But if the mechanical aspect of science, it's like repairing a carburetor, except, of course, more involved, more specialized, but it's still mechanical. You can't repair cancer. The body has to be brought back into a state of balance. It has to be supported, not brought down. When a body is suffering from cancer, it's weakening. It's in a weakening stage, and you have to fulfill it. You have to bring it back into a higher state. You can't do that by injecting poisons in the body or by cooking it in a microwave, which is what radiation is, or cutting it open. It doesn't work that way. And I think that most doctors, and they've asked a lot of doctors, you know, throughout the country, taking 10, 12,000 of them at a time, and asking them, you know, if they had a choice, would they do it over again? Would they become doctors? And most of them said no. They were dissatisfied. They couldn't see, well, some of them, I guess, do go into other lines of work, but they couldn't see a light at the end of the tunnel. They weren't doing what they had come to medical school for.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if I went to medical school, I would probably go into surgery. Because, again, it's mechanical aspect of science. It's an application, and it works. I would love to put fingers back on the hands and things like that. But I would not attempt to heal cancer by cutting into a person. That would be against my principles. I couldn't do it because common sense tells me that's not going to work.
Listen, I have a message, couple of messages here from Australia. One of them.
And I know a lot of people in Australia, by the way.
Well, this is from Rowan. Both of them are. They're short, one-line messages. One says, when we were talking about doctors discovering that the application of clay is very effective in alleviating this antibiotic-resistant staph infection, And this one, this message says microorganisms in the dirt. Well, I agree that is most likely what it is, but it is
soil,
in the dirt.
Soil-based organisms, which can be very beneficial for the human body.
All right, and the other message is, what group of plants does peyote belong to? I don't know. Do you know?
Well, you know, that's never been part of my culture. Again, being from the north of America, we've never done those sort of things in, you know, in my tribe. But I would suspect that it's some form of cactus, being from the south. But again, there's probably somebody more knowledgeable who could give you a better answer on that.
Yeah, I don't know what family of plants it comes from. But what I do know is that it is a mind-altering substance.
Yes.
I think you could say a drug. But it is legal for, I forget now which tribe it is that uses that. But
it's the Hopi.
The Hopi? Yeah, okay.
I believe.
I'll take your word for it. And it's legal for them to use it. But not everybody else can. And that's kind of interesting. I wonder if they'll restrict it and say, well, you can use wet dirt if you're part of this group, but that group over there don't ever put any water in the dirt.
Well, you know, there's many ways to achieve, you know, that kind of rapport with your consciousness. I've just been recently doing a lot of studies on the consciousness or the subconscious mind and such. How fascinating when you look at stories on people with multiple personalities, how a person, let's say, with three personalities, one personality could be allergic to, let's say, orange juice. If they drink it, they get hives. And yet, going into the other personality, that personality can drink orange juice and not be affected by the orange juice, yet be affected by cigarette smoke. And then going into the other personality, third personality is not affected by cigarette smoke, but probably can't eat certain types of cereal without breaking out in rashes or so. So what's behind all three personalities is the subconscious mind adjusting to each personality, being able to change the physiology of the body to adjust to each personality. So we are really the sum of our thoughts and beliefs. Someone once said to me, they said, you know, you work with people with cancer every day. Aren't you afraid of getting cancer? And I said, no, I never have been, because I don't believe in cancer. And I said, as a matter of fact, I don't even believe in illness. And you know what? I stopped at that moment and realized that I've never been sick. I've never had a cold or flu. But again, the mind, if what you feed into your consciousness, which is your ultimate computer, now it's not going to decide what's right and wrong. It's not going to decide whether you're telling a fib or you're just imagining things. It's going to go by what it sees and feels. It works off images, and it works off emotion. So you are really, you're the sum of what you put into your computer. In other words, you're either a Mac or a PC. No. I'm a Mac, by the way.
All right, now, this has not put you out of business, has it?
Well, you know, business is, you know, I've survived for, you know, I'm not wealthy. I'll tell you right off, I'm not wealthy. I've never done this for money, and I've never done anything really for money. But, of course, we all need money, because money is energy, and you need money and energy to continue to the next day. And I support a lot of people. I take care of a lot of people. My wife is, you know, mentally handicapped. I take care of her. I've never shunted my obligations. I take care of everything because I feel that the people I take care of are there for a reason. And so I'm being given, and I must give back. So I don't own my own house. Like I said, I don't have health insurance. I don't worry about it. You know, my mind, takes care of me. And there's a greater mind that takes care of all of me. And so I don't worry about it, you know. But
Are people still trying? Are they still buying the product? Or are they?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, I still work with a lot of people, and that's word of mouth. Whenever you have someone who comes to you with this life-threatening disease, and you help them through that disease to the point where they get rid of it completely, they turn around and tell 100 people for a long time. I remember working with one lady one time. She was about to lose her eye. She had a tumor wrapped around the optic nerve of her eye. Well, make a long story short, she used the compound, the tumor went away, her eye was saved, and for almost years after that, a year or two, my goodness, I would get every week, I would get 2, 3, 4 people, you know, I heard of you from so-and-so. I heard of you from so-and-so. It has such a profound effect. It's as close to being the ultimate healer, where you put your hand on someone and you take away their pain in some magical way.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very profound for some. Others forget, some forget about it right away. You know, some call me back 2 years later and they said, you know, I never said thank you. Well, I had one lady one time. She said she had had this tumor, this breast tumor, and she used the compound and the tumor was gone. And she said, you know, I was here it is Christmas. She sent me this beautiful card. She said, here it is Christmas, and I was trying to write down 10 reasons why I was happy to be out. I get emotional when I think about this. She said, I was trying to write down 10 reasons why I'm happy to be alive. And she said, I wrote your name 10 times. You know, those are beautiful moments for me that can never, nobody could, they could, I could be brought into an arena of lions right now, and I would smile as those lions tear me apart, because I have had such beauty. I have experienced such beauty. I've experienced a moment like that when you receive a card like that from someone, and they're telling you this from their soul, from their heart. It is so uplifting and warming that nothing could ever take that away from me. Nothing.
And you've received...
I can imagine.
You've received messages like that from lots of people, haven't you?
Yes. Yes, I do. Every week. Every week.
Robert, are you permitted to talk about... I know you cannot put any of these testimonials on your website. Are you permitted to talk about them?
I'll tell you the truth. If I was told that they were going to put me in jail for talking, I would say, well, go ahead, because I'm going to keep on talking. Your voice is a doorway into who you are. They say the eyes are windows to the soul. Well, I think the sounds that you utter, the words that come out of your mouth are also emanating from your spirit.
Well, I think I would agree with that.
Once you kill the spirit of a people, the country will die. You can only take away so much from people, and then the country will die. And this country was not meant to die. I believe this country was created by an act of God. Yes, there are many in this country that would like to see it destroyed. And there's many outside this country that would like to see it destroyed. But I believe this country was created by an act of God, and that our greater destiny lies before us. And I truly believe that the President-elect Barack Obama, who came with these words of change...
We have to take a break.
He came because the people of America want him.
All right, we have to take a break.
I'm sorry, Robert.
Yeah, we have to take a break. And we'll be back right after this. Right, the telephone lines are open by the same means as last evening. And anyone who has a question or a comment for Robert Roy, feel free to call. If you live outside of the United States, if you live outside of Canada, you can send us a flash message, and you do that by going over to my website. Just go over to my website, scroll down, you'll find a link that says flash message, and just click that and send it to us. But you have to be outside of the U.S. You have to be outside of Canada. If you're in Canada, you're in the U.S., use the telephone. Robert, I want to go back to this thing about the name of the formula. If that one thing is what the sticking point is, I understand your principles on this. I understand that you don't want to change that and take that word healing out. I understand that, and I understand why. But if taking it out makes it more available to more people, wouldn't that be a solution?
It actually isn't one of the sticking points. It's basically that they will, whenever, if you opened up a company tomorrow and you called it the Great Cayenne Pepper Factory, and the moment you said something positive about cayenne, that it's good for blood circulation. The moment you said that, which is known, scientists know it, it's been proven. The moment you said it, you would have these people on you, attacking you, breaking you down. It doesn't matter how benign the title or the name is.
It's not the name of the product that's the sticking point.
It's the very foundation to break you down, because it's just, I guess the old saying, if you're a hammer, everything around you is a nail. And so it's just the way it is. But again, we are evolving slowly, changing. Change is coming. Change is moving. And so you just have to look at, you know, you have to go with the flow and you have to continue on your way. I actually had that formula or the name, you know, for most of its existence. But it was never, you know, it's not what they've come after. It's, they don't want the testimonials. They don't want people knowing that there are things out there that can heal cancer. And there are many, many things that can heal cancer, that can heal diabetes. I mean, look at the TV commercials that talk about arthritis, how there's no cure for arthritis, but we got drugs that can take away your pain, that can take away your suffering. Well, hey, you know how easy it is to cure arthritis with one simple formula that you can get at almost any health food store? It is so simple, and yet they will never put that information out there, and God forbid you should ever write that in print, what this information is. They'll come after you, you know, with everything they've got, because, you know, ignorance is bliss. Ignorance means lots of money, lots of power. You know, there's always, in every great society, there's always been an elite that wants to be the Lord of the Rings. You know, it's just human nature. It's just human nature. It's like a fault in the programming of those individuals. It's like a human body without compassion. And to me, a human body without compassion is like a human body without a soul.
All right, let's go to the telephone line. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
This is Kevin, and I'm calling from Montreal.
Yes.
I'm embarrassed to say I'm
down.
I'm one of your nemesis, but I'm not one of them.
I understand.
My main question is about the this product. We hear a lot of products that are supposedly anti-cancer and create, you know, miraculous outcomes and all that. But then there's always the group of people who try them and it never works. And what's the percentage that you can see? Have you done any placebo tests or, you know, wide-scale tests with people and see how different groups or maybe different types of people react?
All right. Well, let's find out. What about that, Robert? What percentage of people respond positively to the formula?
Well, over the years, you know, from what we, how we've kept track, over 80% have usually had a very, very positive reaction with the compound. The people in the 20% side that did not do as well, usually their body had been weakened too much. Either they had come to us with after having done chemo, radiation, or surgery, and the body was just too weak to recover. In some cases, even without the chemo, radiation, or surgery, the body was too weak to recover. Maybe the time period had been too long, or the cancer had spread too much throughout the system, where it just was not possible.
Okay, Kevin, you have another comment or question?
Well, I wanted to add on to that. Was there any placebo done in this test? Because when you say 80% were favorable, but favorable means what? I mean, really, when you think about it, you can sell somebody any idea, and if they're positive enough, they can give themselves positive results. So with the placebo, you would get an idea of how many of your true percentage is placebo, secondary, or trier, if you know what I mean.
Uh-huh. All right. Robert, what about it?
No, we had never done the placebo test, no. Again, you know, over the years, we always hoped that someday there would be a knock at the door and we'd, you know, open the door and there would be the government saying, hey, you've got something wonderful. We've got a lot of money. We've got these clinics that we can experiment with your product. Let's join forces. Let's do this together. But, you know, of course, that's like a dream. You know, it never happened. And so, yes, it's one of those secrets, those buried secrets in society that just maybe we'll never see the complete light of day. But I'm always hopeful. You never know, for the future. Maybe even for the next generation, the person after me that continues on my work.
All right. Kevin, thanks for the call.
All right, no problem. Take care, man.
All right. All right, folks, the telephone line is open if you have a question or a comment. I have a message from Andrew in Australia, and it says, why are we seeing natural therapy banned? Governments are puppets to big business. Pharmaceutical companies use petrochemicals for many of their medicines. Go figure. We also have Codex Alimentarius, which wants all natural medicines banned. And it's like the global elites are the power masters of all things, which control the governments and then the people. Well, they think they are. And that's from Andrew. So what about this Codex Alimentarius?
That is a, you know, I call it the hand of the devil. That is someone's brilliant idea. You know, there are these great think tanks that are supported by these pharmaceutical companies. And what they do is they sit around and they make up these plans on how do we get rid of our competition. How do we enslave the people? How do we make them look at us like we are their saviors? And so these people spend their time trying to devise these certain means of just control, 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 control. And the Codex Alimentarius, that is the hand of the devil. That is the ultimate. That is the ultimate plan. The person who devised that plan probably was richly rewarded. But yes, it is trying to break its way into the United States right now and Canada. It is a system that they want to have worldwide that increase the power of agencies like and such, and you know, again, just for control or money.
I do not know what this is.
Yes?
I have no idea. Sorry for that. I'm punching all the right buttons, but for some reason we're... All right. Well, it went away. Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, it's trying to break its way into the United States and Canada. And
yes.
It will ban all of the natural supplements, won't it?
Well, you know, where it is already in control, they have reduced, let's say, to give an example, they've reduced vitamin C to something that you need a prescription from your doctor from to get 5 milligrams. Milligrams. I take 5,000 milligrams at a time. 5 milligrams, and you need a prescription from your doctor. This, and then, of course, it would mean also the phasing out of herbal products. And so it's, no, it's not a good thing. It's not a good thing at all. And it will actually even tell farmers how to grow food. You know, there was a bill that they tried to pass in the United States that recently, and again, I wouldn't be surprised if, well, whose hands were behind it, but they were trying to make this sludge that comes from nuclear waste. They wanted to put it on organic fields.
Uh-huh.
Why would you want to pass a bill to put organic sludge on organic fields where organic food is grown? I mean, what kind of mentality is behind that? I mean, it just defies logic.
They wanted to put nuclear sludge on organic fields?
Yes.
Wow. All right, let's go back to the phone line. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hello, Kevin. This is Mike from Kentucky.
Hi, Mike.
You know, that stuff is not news. We know it goes way, way back.
Mm-hmm.
Even in the early part of the last century when Royal Rife came up with his cure for cancer, and they shut him down and bankrupted him real quick.
Yeah.
So the powers that be just do not intend for the public to be free from health. That way they can control them. Control the health, you control the people.
Well, let's see. They control health, water, and food.
Right.
That pretty much covers it.
And food.
Yeah.
All of the changes that they've made by additives to food, is it any wonder that diabetes has become, you know, almost rampant in this country in the last 50 years or so?
Mike, let me tell you something, and this may be hard for you to believe, but believe me, it's the truth. I eat one meal a day and weigh 220 pounds.
Right.
Okay?
Don't have a
and it's a, it is a very frugal meal. I can leave here, I can leave the United States and go to any country, any place outside the United States. My weight drops almost immediately down to 185, and I can eat all I want.
Right, right. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever heard of the HRM solar healing treatment?
No, I haven't.
And this is basically sun gazing is what it is.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I have. And as a matter of fact, Robert Roy was talking about it earlier.
Right. My wife and I started practicing sun gazing back in September. And we're up to 14 minutes now. And, you know, it gives you a different outlook on things. In fact, when it's cloudy, I kind of miss that. And I actually look forward to seeing the sun.
Okay, Mike, I appreciate it. We have a break starting. We got to run. Thanks for the call, and tell Dick Criswell our best.
I sure will.
All right. All right, folks, we'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. My guest this evening is Robert Roy, and Robert is, for 30 years, has been the voice of and the representative of a product that is Native American herbal origin. And I'm correct in saying it's entirely herbal, right, Robert?
Yes, it is. There are no modern-day compounds in there. It is made in the traditional manner. It has never changed in one iota in the way it's been handed down.
And you assist in the, there's a little bit of a ceremony involved in creating this, isn't there?
I've actually attended, many of the ceremonies. And it is, ceremonies have always been an integral part. I do my own ceremony also, which is infusing the compound with the love and the healing I feel that comes through me, because I know it's these feelings, these emotions always come through us. And so I do my own ceremony also that infuses this compound with love and feeling of from the Great Spirit, into this compound. I pray that every individual that uses this formula will be brought back into a perfect state of balance.
And let me just say something. I just want to make an observation here. There are people who think, well, okay, that's just hocus pocus, right? You and I are both aware that there are people that would have that opinion. But what do you say about holy water? I mean, what makes holy water holy? It's still just H2O, chemically. What makes holy water holy is the ceremony that it undergoes to be declared holy water. And now some people think that holy water has healing properties. Some people think that it doesn't. I wonder if the Federal Trade Commission would tell the Roman Catholic Church that they cannot publish testimonials of people who received anointing with holy water and then say they were healed.
Well, I don't think they would go up against another force that's as strong as they are. That's number one.
It seems to me to be equivalent. It seems to me to be the same thing in principle. It's not a medical claim. It's someone who's making a claim based on something other than medicine.
Yes.
And they are giving a testimony that they were anointed with holy water, and they this condition that they have had, whatever it is, that plagued them for so many years, and they were anointed with holy water, and they were healed. Well, okay, that is a claim of healing, but it's a claim of healing based on something other than medicine. Is it against Federal Trade Commission rules for them to put those testimonials online? I don't think so.
According to the rules that they have put out or made into law, yes, it would be. It would be against.
Okay, so then you have a portion of the government in direct violation of the constitutional freedom of speech and freedom of religion at that point.
Yes. I don't think they would bring that battle into the forefront. The most important thing about agencies like that, they work in stealth. They work in the shadows. And it's always been like that. Through every great society that's ever existed, there's always been these forces that work. And strangely enough, they're working against what they ultimately believe, all these people are, I'm sure, believe in the United States. They believe in the stability and so forth of the government. But yet they are chipping away at the very foundation of it by going, by doing the work they do, which is trying to break down the health of this country. And so it's strange. It's almost like you're shooting yourself in the foot, by doing the work you're doing.
Yeah.
Because your children are going to suffer from that, your grandchildren, and maybe there will be even an end to those lines of children. I mean, no great society thinks it will ever come into an end. I'm sure the Romans never thought their empire would end, But there's always a weakness, and if you chip away, continue making that weakness bigger and stronger, society will fall. You know, it's an ultimate. It has to happen. And it's strange. It's that proverbial shooting yourself in the foot, if I repeat myself again.
Well, if this Codex Alimentarius actually becomes law in the United States, we will have to have a doctor's prescription to get vitamins, will we not?
Well, believe it or not, a certain president has already signed a bill allowing the Codex Alimentarius to come into this country. And that
that was Bill Clinton.
Pardon?
That was Bill Clinton.
Yes, and then he went on to do a speaking tour of Europe and was paid righteously and royal, you know, in royal fashion. Over $100 million for his speaking tour.
But the Codex Alimentarius is not in force here, though.
Well, believe me, it's coming. It's like a swarm of locusts. It's on the horizon.
Okay, but now when it becomes the reality here, am I going to have to go to a doctor and get a prescription in order to get vitamins?
Yes, well, yes, and they will be in very, very diluted forms, in very small forms. That's the whole idea, is to break them down so that they're meaningless. Irrelevant.
I can tell the difference if I take vitamins or don't. I can feel the difference physically. It's not psychological. It's very, very real, and it, you know, my energy levels are down, and, you know, it's very real. All right, let's take one final call, and caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. You'll have to make it real quick.
Yeah, it's Kevin from Iroquois Falls, Ontario. I got through.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been trying to call yesterday's show.
Yeah, it's been jammed up, but you're almost out of time.
Okay, I actually wanted to call anybody about Codex Alimentarius and the issues that have been brought through. I also have to say, what about the cures that some of the Hopi Indians have come up with? I have a friend who joins us in our Pal Talk forum who's learned quite a few cures from the Hopi. What about them?
Okay, thanks for the call. I don't know if we have time to answer, but if you go real quick, Robert, you can answer that. What about the Hopi Indian cures?
I think, you know, a cure with a lot of background, with a great history, should be looked at, should be promoted, should be definitely brought out into the open that more could benefit from them. I think any cures that come from any part of the world in a natural form should be brought forth, should be definitely looked into, yes.
Outstanding. That was quick. Robert, I really want to thank you for being with us this evening. If you will, very quickly, tell people your website.
Yes, it's www.healingformula.net. And, of course, we also answer questions almost 16 hours a day. I've been doing this 30 years, 14, 16 hours a day, work days, at 775-4-4889.
Okay, thanks for being with us. Stay on the telephone with me for a moment. That's it, folks. That's a wrap. All right? I'm glad you joined us for this evening, and I hope you'll join us when we come back again for the next show. My next guest is going to be John Lear. The music on the show was presented by artists from GarageBand.com and from Music.Podshow.com. My friends call me Steel Eye. My enemies do too. You can call me whatever you want. Just keep coming back again and again and again. Until next time, so long, everybody.